Time for sports news now with Warwick Hadfield. Good morning, Warwick.
Good morning, Hamish.
Let's start with the cricket. England opener Jason Roy has passed his concussion test, should play in the third test at Headingley, starting tonight.
Yeah, Hamish, he was hit on the head during training. He was taking throwdowns from Marcus Trescothick, hardly the same as being whacked on the scone by Jofra Archer. And so, barring some sort of relapse, will play. Maybe as opener, maybe down the order. The English are toying with a different top six permutation. And just who will be bowling at him, whether with the new cherry or the older one, is apparently still up for debate in the Australian side. Confirming that Manus Labuschagne was the replacement for Steve Smith, Tim Payne said the complete Australian 11 wouldn't be announced until just before the start of play, adding the teaser that a bowling change was being considered, but sorry fellas, can't help you any further. So we'll help ourselves. James Paterson likely to return to the 11, but in whose place? Well, there's another teaser. Given events at Lord's and given it's Headingley, folk are looking to the skies, which will be leaden, with a 25% chance of showers until late in the afternoon. Of course, about now, I think with Australia 1-0 up, most Australians will be happy to cue Carole King. It might as well rain until September.
Some late nights if you're waiting up for the start of play. In football, The Moreland Zebras have claimed a special place in the history of the FFA Cup.
Yeah, Hamish, this is the fairy story that keeps on giving. The Zebras are from the second tier of the State League in Victoria, and no team ranked as lowly as this has ever made the quarterfinals of the Lucky Star I've Been Everywhere Man FFA Cup. Now, last night, these semi-professional hopefuls from multicultural Moreland sailed past the Magpie Crusaders, this side from the Mackay and the Whitsundays area of Queensland. They travelled all the way to chilly Melbourne to be beaten 4-0. I bet they're happy to be on their way home. Now, three other teams, all from the A-League, also qualified for the quarterfinals last night. Adelaide United 3, Brisbane Olympic 2, Melbourne City 2, Marconi Stallions 1, Newcastle Jets 5, Edgeworth 1. And that one was a specky from out near the boondocks by the 42-year-old former A-League striker, superstar, whatever you want to call him, Daniel McBreen, who temporarily forgot all about Anno Domini to put the onion in the bag, as they say. These moments and those from the Zebras who had their mascot Ziggy, that was pretty much compulsory, that, to call Ziggy the Zebra. He was out and about last night. And they create the essential charm of this competition, which does bring teams from all over the nation. And some of them get this far to the quarterfinals, Hamish.
And in basketball, Warwick, a test, you might describe it, for Australia tonight ahead of the World Cup. They're playing the US.
Oh, it's a huge test, Hamish, and much has been made about who isn't in the American side, and of course that's the like of LeBron James and some of these other NBA, well, they're superstars, the only way to describe them. But look, you know, such is the rich depth of basketball in the United States, it's still a pretty good side that will confront the Boomers, who have their own changes and whatever to get through to get to the World Cup. Now, look, there are people in the American side like Kemba Walker, who's been around for a while, and Jason Tatum. They've in fact taken umbrage at their team being criticised back home in the States as being the weakest team USA ever. So that's just another thing for to fire them up against the Australians tonight. If they manage to beat Team USA tonight, I think Australia can take a lot more confidence into the World Cup. There's another match, of course, on Sunday as well to sort out just who the Boomers will be taking, Hamish.
Warwick, let's start with the Super Netball. The Magpies probably know what they need to do when they play the Vixens in the last home and away game on Sunday, but it looks like they'll have to do it now with two notable absentees.
Or you might say, Hamish, absent knees. Kelsey Brown has confirmed she did her ACL last weekend, and she'll now be on the sidelines with her sister Madison, who did hers earlier in the season. They'll both be watching as the Magpies attempt to sneak past the Giants and into the finals in the last game of the home and away season. The Giants, who are on 53 points, play the West Coast Fever on Saturday. That's before the Magpies on 52 play the Vixens. Black and white types, as well as Browns, will be hoping that the Giants don't get maximum points against the West Australians, leaving them the opportunity to do that themselves and make the finals. The top three won't change, but top spot could. Lightning and New South Wales Swifts only 2 points apart. It's a fascinating final round, and the fascination will only grow after the final whistle, as many as 31 players come out of contract, and players and teams discover whether increased professionalism, which everyone wanted, equals decreased loyalty, which may or may not be so preferable.
In the AFL, a setback for the other Magpies, Collingwood, an injury to steel side bottom.
a nasty one too, Hamish. He ruptured a testicle in a training accident yesterday and underwent an operation last night, which means, of course, he won't be playing against Essendon tomorrow night, but Collingwood will have Darcy Moore back from injury. And in one of the Melbourne papers today, an interesting article written by three parents of AFLW players, Harriet Courtner, Isabel Huntington and Elise O'Day. Now, Chris Courtner, that's a famous AFL name if ever there was one, Peter Huntington and Justin O'Day are calling on the AFL to extend the AFLW season beyond, in their words, the blink and seize it, a blink and miss it competition. And I have to say, they've made a pretty good case. I think that the AFLW has proven in the last couple of winters, or whenever it is being played, that it is a worthwhile competition and could grow easily grow a little bit further.
Absolutely. And in rugby league, Warwick, Parramatta plays Canterbury Bankstown tonight, but the game that seems to have everybody salivating, particularly in Brisbane, is the Rabbitohs against the Broncos tomorrow night.
Hamish, the NRL's news sheet in Brisbane, the Courier Mail, is all over this one. Wayne Bennett is back in town with his new club, and this new club has the chance to eliminate his old one, the Broncos, from the top eight. For those who come in late, Bennett and Brisbane coach Anthony Seibold, they swap clubs in the most unceremonious of ways during the off-season. And if all that wasn't enough, Bennett's assistant at Souths, the former Greek international, put that on your CV, Jason Demetrio, he's questioned Seibold's coaching creds come final time, saying that last year under Seibold, Souths went from being the best attacking team in the finals to the worst. And we've still got 24 hours before they run out onto the park. It's going to be fascinating.
Thank you very much indeed, Warwick. Have a good one.
Good on you.